भक्तिनाथ शिवाचार्या
Today, we visited the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Haridas Thakur. And in our discussions at that holy place, we learned that when the festival was celebrating the departure of Srila Haridas Thakur, there were two moods that were present at that time. One was a mood of remorse that such a great Vaishnava saint had departed from our vision, that his earthly pastimes had come to a conclusion by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he returned to the spiritual world. And the other mood was one of joy that this great Vaishnava Haridas Thakur had gone back home, back to the spiritual world. So when we were coming here to take the dust, the lotus feet of this great Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, Sri Gaura Govinda Maharaj, and to offer our condolences to his beloved disciples and followers, I was thinking that this was our mood as well, that we were coming here with mixed emotions, that such a great devotee of the Lord is no longer present amongst us. Makes us very sad and makes us lament. Because a Vaishnava is a very special person, Paradukudupi. That a devotee of the Lord does not care for himself, but he cares for others. His unhappiness is to see others suffering, and his happiness is to see them obtain Krishna consciousness. Symptom of such a devotee is that he works very hard to spread the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has stated that we can understand the greatness of a Vaishnava by how he spreads the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is to be understood that a devotee who spreads the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu far and wide by converting others to the process of Krishna consciousness, by distributing books on the science of devotional service, by establishing deity forms of the Lord, and opening beautiful temples, has been especially empowered by the Lord. No one can preach the message of Krishna consciousness without success unless that devotee is empowered by Krishna. Very often when the leaders of ISKCON would come to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada would immediately ask So how many books have been distributed? How many devotees have been named? How many temples have been opened? This was his desire. So this way we can understand that Srila Gauravinda Maharaj is a very empowered preacher of the Lord and a very dear disciple of our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Because he was successful in all these aspects of preaching Krishna consciousness. In other words, he had that Ghora Shakti. He had that mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he had the blessings of his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Even at his advanced age, he was traveling and preaching Krishna consciousness tirelessly all over the world, just like Srila Prabhupada. It is said, like father, like son. So in the same mood as his beloved Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, we all witness how Srila Gauravinda Maharaj, in the same spirit, preached at an elderly age. When most people in the material world are retiring at that age, a Vaishnava is giving his body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord, even at risk. The few times that I had the opportunity, the blessed opportunity to have Srila Gauravinda Maharaj's association, I was simply astounded at his preaching and how he traveled here and there and everywhere preaching the message of Krishna consciousness. It is not an easy thing to travel and to preach continuously in different parts of the world. The Maharaj did this. And sometimes we think that great devotees like that, if they had not made such effort to travel and preach Krishna consciousness, that they could have conserved their energy and perhaps not fallen ill and passed away from our vision. But again, the desire of the Vaishnava is to give Krishna consciousness to others. So even at the risk of their own health, sometimes we even see at the risk of their own lives, devotees travel and preach Krishna consciousness constantly. So that was the mood of Srila Gauravinda Maharaj, preaching Krishna consciousness, spreading the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, establishing this beautiful temple. One should consider himself very fortunate if he receives a personal instruction from his spiritual master. There's the general instructions, which we all must carry out, and then there are the personal instructions that we're fortunate if we get a personal instruction, just like our beloved Srila Prabhupada, he received a personal instruction from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that you take this message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you preach it in the English-speaking countries. So Prabhupada took that personal instruction along with even more specific instruction. If you ever get money, you print books. And he far exceeded perhaps the dreams of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in writing books on Krishna consciousness, translating books, inspiring his disciples to distribute them all over the world. So we all know that it was Srila Prabhupada's expressed desire that there be a beautiful temple here in Bhubaneswar, with the local residents, the people of Orissa, this capital, would come, take the darshan of the Lord. So Srila Gauravinda Maharaj, he made this one of his life's missions, to fulfill this desire of Srila Prabhupada. And it is simply wonderful that within his lifetime, he actually established this beautiful temple. This temple exists because of the express desire of Srila Prabhupada and the service of his beloved disciple, Srila Gauravinda Maharaj. We can say that it was money and that it was bricks and cement that made this temple manifest. No, actually what made this temple manifest was the desire of a pure disciple to fulfill the desires of his spiritual master. Prabhupada wanted this temple as part of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and Srila Gauravinda Maharaj made it this expressed wish, his desire as well, to be established. So we can see this temple, beautiful deities and devotees that are living here, as an expression of Srila Gauravinda Maharaj's love for his spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. It can always serve as a reminder, a full surrender of a disciple to his Guru Dev, to his spiritual master. And the glories of Srila Gauravinda Maharaj will go on and on, because many people will come to this temple and take the darshan of his lotus feet, the darshan of Srila Prabhupada, the darshan of these deities, hear discourses on the science of devotional service, take prasadam. In this way we can understand the statement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that it exists on the samadhi, Haridasa Thakur. But he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still and sound, Vaishnava dies to live, and while living tries to spread the holy name of God. So the great legacy of your Guru Dev, Srila Gauravinda Maharaj, has not finished with the departure of his physical body. It remains in the work that he established, that he was successful in within his lifetime, serving Srila Prabhupada. It exists within his many instructions that he has given to his disciples, and it will exist in the service that you continue his physical maxims. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnava dies without living still and sound. Vaishnava dies to live while living tries to spread the holy name of God. But it is a great loss, one that the disciples will feel very profoundly, one that his godbrothers will feel very profoundly, one that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness will feel very profoundly, and one that the world will feel profoundly. We cannot compare the departure of one devotee of the Lord with hundreds and thousands, even millions of materialistic people. Because a materialistic person, more or less, is concerned only with his own sense gratification or his extended sense gratification. He doesn't live for others. He lives only for himself, his immediate family members, and his countrymen. But a devotee of the Lord, he truly does live for others. He's always engaged in the spiritual welfare of preaching Krishna consciousness. So in that sense, it is a great loss. Srila Gauravinda Maharaj did so much in his lifetime to help Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness. Now he is gone from our material vision. I have no doubts that he is with Srila Prabhupada, one way or another, helping Srila Prabhupada in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we are bereft here of his association. And this is especially true for those of you who are very near and dear to him, disciples and followers. I have many godbrothers who were very much attached to Srila Gauravinda Maharaj. And I know that at this time there's nothing really that can give solace to that immediate feelings of separation. Some of us have experienced that within our lifetime as well, the departure of our Gurudev, our spiritual master. And we remember those moments, as did Srila Prabhupada, when his spiritual master passed away. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away, Prabhupada expressed in one of his writings, he said, all I could do was express a cry of grief. But that person who has enlightened me in the process of devotional service, who has opened my eyes with the torchlight of transcendental knowledge, who has convinced me of the futility of material existence, and has brought the Supreme Personality of Godhead very near. That person has departed from my vision in my infancy of spiritual life. So with a cry of grief, we wonder, what will we do? But we have seen in this International Society of Krishna Consciousness that those of us, all of us in one sense, have lost departed. We've understood that we can remain with our spiritual master, and we can come closer to our spiritual master by serving his instructions. That is why Śrīla Prabhupāda said that out of the two, the binding and the bhava, or the physical presence of the spiritual master and the instructions of the spiritual master, the instructions are most important. Although we need the physical association of the spiritual master in order to be inspired to follow his instructions, the mature disciple learns the art of associating with his guru through following his instructions. And the more that we follow the instructions of our spiritual master and serve his mission, then we again become qualified to enter into his divine association. So in the absence of our spiritual master, we carry on with this intense desire that by pleasing him, by following his instructions and carrying his mission on to perfection, that the reward for that service, although we in one sense don't desire anything for our service, nadananda janana sundarin kabicham bhagavati shikamae nama janmani janmani ishwane bhagavad bhaktiya. The devotee is not asking for anything, but he has the right to ask for that association of his guru and that association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that is his right as a jivatma, as a living entity, to engage in divine service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees. And this is our only desire, really, to always have the association of the devotees who have learned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the absence of one spiritual master, one carries on in this mood that if we can carry the instructions of our Guru Dev on to perfection, the only reward that we want for that service is that we can again one day have that bhavu,
or that personal association.
Śrīla Prabhupāda did say that we will have our International Society for Krishna Consciousness in the spiritual sky. When the devotee was inquiring, Śrīla Prabhupāda, will this devotee go back to Godhead? Will that devotee go back to Godhead? Prabhupāda said, yes, he will go, he will go. He said, one day we will have our International Society for Krishna Consciousness in the spiritual world. So in the absence of one's Guru Dev, one's spiritual master, one carries on remembering the general instructions that the spiritual master has given. One remembers the detail, if one is fortunate, the personal instructions, and one makes that as his life and soul. In this way he remains in constant touch with his Guru Dev. One time when Śrīla Prabhupāda visited a temple in Detroit, I wrote to him after his departure from the temple to go to somewhere else to preach, that I was very much missing his association. It was very difficult to carry on in his absence. So Śrīla Prabhupāda wrote back to me. He said, yes. He said, I am always feeling separation from my Guru Maharaj, Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur. But I always feel that he is watching over and protecting me. So the relationship with the spiritual master is not necessarily based on the physical proximity or the physical form of the spiritual master. It's divine form. But it's a transcendental relationship which cannot be stopped by time or distance or even death for the sincere disciple. One who gives his life and soul to serving his spiritual master will feel like Śrīla Prabhupāda expressed to me in that letter, that his Guru Dev is always watching over and protecting him in his devotional service. He'll always have that sense that the relationship is indeed transcendental and it continues eternally. There's only some time that is separated. If we carry on and act as proper disciples, as Guru Dev is instructing us to come to the position of perfection in Krishna consciousness, then one day we can qualify ourselves to have a Guru's association. Anat Bhakti.
Once again.
So in general, it is a loss for the our movement. Such a powerful creature, such a realized creature, as Śrīla Gaurāvinda Maharaj. Not only was he a powerful creature, but he was a realized creature. Vigyan. Jnana means knowledge and Vigyan means realized knowledge. So the depth of his realization in Krishna consciousness was very, very, very profound. A few months ago I was visiting the Budapest temple in Hungary, and for some reason no one had mentioned to me, I don't know, I kind of arrived unexpectedly. I did not know that Śrīla Gaurāvinda Maharaj was going to be coming, and I was taking rest, I took rest, and I was awoken by very powerful preaching that was coming from the temple room. It was very loud, very profound. And I woke up hearing this preaching and I was so moved. Maharaj had come to the temple, he was being received by the devotees. And he was saying the same things that I always try to say in Krishna consciousness. But he was saying them with such realizations and such conviction and understanding. And I found myself awakening from a deep slumber, a deep sleep of ignorance. We went down and very much enjoyed and benefited from the lecture of Lord Ramana Maharaj. Very powerful, selfless preacher. Very realized, great contribution that would be missed by his disciples, by his godmothers, by the movement, by mankind in general. So in this way we can understand that in his departure we carry this mixed mood of remorse, but at the same time joy that the reason too who says that Vaishnavas die while now it's still living in sound, the Vaishnava dies to live, and while living spreads the holy name around it, a Vaishnava, his progress is always assured in Krishna consciousness. So we know that Lord Ramana Maharaj is very near to the Prabhupada to Lord Krishna, so he is situated very nicely in the Lord's service. We can only lament and make our heads against the rocks, and in this lifetime at least we will not have that divine association. But those of you who are his disciples and his followers, who can carry on the mission that he has given you. His mission was Lord Chaitanya's mission, his mission was Śrīla Prabhupada's mission, and now it is your mission. Because the Vaishnava considers that unless each and every soul within this 14 worlds gets the message of Krishna consciousness, our work is not complete. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed like that when the 14 worlds are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, then only the Vaishnava's desires is fulfilled. Desires is fulfilled. So we can see this was the mood also in your Guru Day, that he was traveling and preaching all over the world, establishing this beautiful temple. He was not satisfied that the work was done. So in a sense, you are left with the pioneer work that he has given you on behalf of Śrīla Prabhupāda. So you have a lifetime of work ahead of you. We may spend some days, some weeks, some months perhaps in lamentation, difficult to move, difficult to know where to go, what to do. But very soon we will realize that we have a lot to do now. We have to pick up from where our Gurudev has left off. And by his grace and by his mercy, complete his mission of Krishna consciousness, which was given to him by Śrīla Prabhupāda. And then by his grace, again enter into his divine association. So we are coming, myself and Bhakti Bhinjana Maharaj and our disciples, we are coming as beggars today, actually. We're simply coming as beggars. We feel very small and insignificant in the presence of such a great exalted saint as Śrīla Gaurāvinda Maharaj. We are coming as beggars today, asking him to please give us some of the divine realizations that he had gathered in Krishna, to give us the same determination that he had in executing the mission of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. Give us the same attachments that he had to Hari Guru and Vaishnava, to please place his lotus feet upon our heads so that we can also go out and serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the same way, exalted way that he did. And I would like to personally say that if there's anything that I can do for Maharaj's disciples, if there's any requests that you have with me, that I can somehow help you in this time of solace and help you in the mission of your Guru, please do not hesitate to ask me. I consider it a great honor, a great privilege to be here at this time. So if there's anything that I can do in the days or the weeks or the years ahead, please come forward and ask, and I will try in my insignificant way to also glorify Srila Prabhupada Maharaj. So I thank you very much for this opportunity to come here, see this beautiful temple, associate with all of you in the Asian Kirtan, and especially this opportunity to glorify the exalted spiritual master. So I thank you very much. Shri Gauravinda Maharaj Ki. Shri Gauravinda Maharaj Ki. Shri Gauravinda Maharaj Gurudev Ki. Shri Prabhupada Ki. Ruled by ISKCON Ki. Shri Gauravinda Maharaj Ki.